Monday, 7 p.m. at home. I was so relieved when the school day was finally over. It seemed to drag on forever. I really can't blame Chloe, Zoe, and Brandon for being excited about the student exchange program. Hey, I'd be excited about it too if I were attending Southridge Middle School. The last thing I want is for my friends to think I'm having a huge pity party just because I'm stuck attending Northampton Hills with Mackenzie. Anyway, when I finally got home from school, my bratty little sister Brianna was in the kitchen working on a scouting project. It seems like she's been trying to earn a cooking badge, like, forever. But unfortunately, everything she makes turns out just awful. My curiosity finally got the best of me. "Hi, Brianna. So what are you making this time?" I asked.
"I finally perfected my chocolate pudding recipe," Brianna exclaimed happily. "Now I just need to bake it for 1 hour."
"Actually, I don't think it's necessary to bake chocolate pudding. You should put it in the fridge for 1 hour," I suggested.
"I'm the chef, and it's my recipe. I say it goes in the oven for 1 hour, so there," she said, and stuck her tongue out at me.
I just rolled my eyes at that girl. But what did I expect from a spoiled wannabe chef who secretly uses boogers when she runs out of cupcake sprinkles? Anyway, about 40 minutes later, I noticed a really foul odor. It kind of smelled like a garbage dump on fire. I rushed into the kitchen to check on Brianna.
"Nikki, take a look at my masterpiece," she grinned as she held it out for me to see. "Doesn't this look delish?"
Brianna's masterpiece looked like a puddle of black tar with macaroni and several eyeballs stuck in it. I actually threw up in my mouth. Ew.
"I made this snack especially for my scout meeting today, and if the girls like it, I'll finally earn my cooking badge," she explained.
"Well, everyone loves, burnt chocolate pudding, right? Yum, yum," I stammered. "And it smells really strong. So good luck with your badge."
"Thanks. I also added eggs for a crunchy texture," she said. "I learned that from the Chef's Choice TV show."
"You were supposed to crack the eggs first, not toss them in whole," I said.
"But the eggshells are the yummy crunchy part. Would you like to try some of my pudding? You're gonna love it."
OMG, that's when I threw up inside my mouth again. Unless Brianna's cooking skills drastically improved, I feared for the nutritional health of her future husband and children. Chef Brianna's 5-star menu: breakfast, burnt chocolate pudding. Lunch, burnt chocolate pudding. Dinner, burnt chocolate pudding. Bon appetit! OMG, how were they going to survive on a diet of burnt chocolate pudding? But I felt even sorrier for those poor little girls who would be eating Brianna's pudding as a snack later. Their frantic parents would be rushing them straight to the emergency room as soon as the scout meeting was over. Why? Because the entire troop would need to get their stomachs pumped due to Brianna's nasty chocolate pudding. The good news was that maybe she could have earned a stomach pump badge. Anyway, when Brianna arrived back home from her scout meeting, she was visibly upset. "How did things go?" I asked.
"Terrible. Everyone hated my chocolate pudding," she grumbled.
"Well, your pudding dish is empty. So even if the girls complained a little, they liked it enough to have eaten all of it.
No, they didn't. After our troop leader contacted poison control, we were advised to dig a deep hole in the woods and bury the leftovers,
Brianna ranted. Bury it in the woods? But why? I asked.
So no human or animal would accidentally eat it. By the end of the meeting, we'd all earned our safety with toxic substances badge.
Well, at least you and your troop earned a new badge. That's a good thing, right?
Wrong! I was completely humiliated, Brianna sulked.
I didn't want to hurt Brianna's feelings, but it was true. Her pudding was better suited for filling potholes in the street than for human consumption.
I'll never earn a cooking badge, Brianna sighed. I'm the worst cook ever.
Brianna was the worst cook ever. But she was also my little sister, and I didn't want to see her dream of earning a cooking badge destroyed. I felt really bad for Brianna. It seemed like only yesterday that I was 6 years old and totally obsessed with baking tiny burnt cupcakes in my very own easy bake oven. I decided to talk to my parents about all of this. But first, I gave Brianna a big hug. Then I made her a huge bowl of her fave dessert, ice cream, ketchup, and raisins, to cheer her up. It totally worked. Within minutes, she was smiling from ear to ear. But watching her actually eat that stuff was disgusting. I just threw up in my mouth for the third time this evening.
Ew.